Well, air quality in Medway is good. If you look on any indices, you look at the Kent Air websites, you can go on kentair.org, you will find an indicator, and that indicator gives you an outline of what the current sort of pollution levels are in and around Kent. And currently, within Medway, we're at level one, which is low. So, there's air quality issues in and around the country, and we know that to be, the fact. That's why nationally you've got a national program to improve air quality, but in Medway at this moment in time, air quality is good. We're not complacent, and quite clearly we recognise, as everyone will do, that there is more work to do. We've developed an air quality action plan and an air quality communication strategy, and quite clearly we know that in certain pockets of the towns that there will be areas due to, factors such as we've got the M2 motorway that runs straight through the towns. We're bounded by the M20. We've got the continent only about 30 miles away from us across there. So a lot of the issues that we often have in the southeast are related not just to things that we're doing locally, but meteorological factors and also our geography. So it's part and parcel of our move to raise awareness within Medway that there are other ways for children to get to school. So if you think about the number of vehicle movements that go to and from schools, whether that's parents taking them to school or picking children up from school, and the number of schools that we've got, if we look at that, and we can then make an opportunity, one, to increase the health and well-being of children and parents walking to school or using other measures, cycling are available, or car sharing if they have to, but we'd prefer people to walk to schools because, Medway in essence is quite a compact area. We can then start to educate people in the longer term, because today's children are tomorrow's consumers, and what we're trying to do then is to create a vision which says that you don't have to use your car. Some people may unfortunately live quite far away or be, live in a very rural area that might mean that accessing, public transport might be challenging, but there are other ways in which they can do that. And we've partnered up with KM Charities to develop this new Green School Award. And what we're looking for is children out there to use these devices to collect the information, to provide that with us. That then gives us more insight as to what the challenges are. But at the same time, we're educating those children, and they're the consumers of the future.